and welcome to our podcast. I shouldn't say this, but my name is Katie Leeson and I am absolutely thrilled to be back in the podcast studio. I'm Managing Director of Social Chain UK and this is episode 38. We're calling it 38 take 2.
Nice.
And with me, as always, is producer Dodds.
Hello. I feel like we should start off with an explanation.
An apology.
Again, an apology and another explanation as to what's been going on.
Yes. So, to fill you in a little bit, because we promise consistency.
Twice.
We've let you down.
Twice.
But let's be honest, in this room, I have been struggling a little bit with some mental health, anxiety, problem-y things. And we'll talk a bit more about anxiety later in the programme, which has just meant that enabling us to be consistent and for me to start and be the happy, bubbly person in this podcast that I always like to be has been a little bit trickier, hasn't it?
When we came back and we were like, we're going to hit the consistency now, that's when everything was back on track, and then the next day I got ill. We probably should have just stopped.
We should have
for
stopped
for like 4 weeks, but we know that consistency is good for growth, and obviously we want to grow the podcast, so we feel like we put out a bit of a half episode. For anybody that listened to the last episode 38 that we recorded,
38.1. But yeah, now I am feeling much more like myself than I was before, so I feel like we're going to get back to the quality that you're used to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the last episode that we put out and then took down, we obviously want to talk about relevant news, and politics is something, especially with what's going on with Theresa May quitting, we wanted to obviously touch on it. But the feedback that we got was that me talking about politics is boring. So we got an admission submission through the website that said this is more of a feedback that Theresa May podcast was so boring. This was the first episode I skipped. I really hope this podcast doesn't go into a politics or gossip podcast. So we've taken your feedback on board. We felt like we needed to talk about the political landscape.
Also, in the same way that consistency is good for growth, news and current affairs is good for retention.
Yes.
So that was our thinking behind it.
That's the thinking. But we're going to steer away from politics moving forward.
We had a conversation before, like, should we get involved in politics? Mm. And we were like, well, let's just try it, because this is still a young, early podcast, isn't it? So
and it's also,
we just want to keep trying different things, and some things will work and some things won't work.
And it's not our area of expertise, so let's just leave it alone, I think.
But then I think it's important to like address that as well. Do you know what I mean? Rather than just say, oh, we're killing it, we're doing really well. If it sometimes doesn't go, and that's like nobody's fault.
No, we learn. We're all human. We make mistakes. Something else we'll talk about in the podcast today.
Nice.
We're all human. We all have to learn. We want to make this podcast as valuable to you as possible, which is what we set out to do when we started making it. So your feedback is very valuable, and I want to thank you for that. But we are back. I am back. I'm feeling a lot more like myself, and I'm excited. I'm happy to be back in this studio.
Right. Should we move on to business and marketing news only?
Yes. No politics allowed, thank God. News for this week, a couple of snippets. First one is great news, very positive, a lot more positive than we have been used to, is that consumer confidence has grown in May and people are starting to take a less negative view on the general financial situation in the UK and are looking to make big purchases. I think you can see that if you drive around anywhere, you'll see so many houses that have gone up for sale and are selling, and saying they're sold. So it looks like things are on the up, although consumer confidence still remains historically low. It is actually on the increase, so that is positive for all brands everywhere, that we're going in the right direction, even though it is still at a low. So that means that now is the time to be definitely working on your brand message and building that brand trust as people start to explore spending cash again. So yeah, really start getting thinking about your brand and what you stand for and how you want to be perceived by the market, so people can't start spending their cash.
Overall, though, good news.
Starting to look more positive.
Bad situation.
Yeah.
Positive news.
Yes.
Which is a nice break.
Yes. Next on the news list is that Spotify is splashing out millions of dollars as it tries to move beyond music into the growing podcast market. Podcasts, as we all know, and as you clever listeners know, is one of the best things around and one of the best things you can do with
all
your time.
All the smartest, prettiest people do podcasts anyway. So,
and podcasting is something that we have identified here at Social Chain as the next thing, big thing, and we know that it's going to massively take off. We're on the cusp of something great. The next 12 to 18 months is going to be pivotal for podcasting, and we see it as the next big thing in content. This has been backed by the Obamas, whose production company are going to start producing podcasts for Spotify. So we are at that initial stage where if you want to build a personal brand, my recommendation would be to look into podcasting in order to do that. I think it would be a mistake if you looked away from podcasting. Podcasting allows you to build a really engaged, long-term relationship with your audience. And if you look at the YouTube stars of now, there was a moment in time when they really took off. If you look at the likes of Zoella, etc., they got on the YouTube wave at the right time, and this is similar for podcasting, that what they're saying and what the market is saying is that if you can build a successful podcast now, you're going to be a podcast star of the future. So don't overlook podcasting. If you want to build your personal brand, get on it quick. It's a very exciting time in podcasting, and I think with the inclusion of the Obamas production company and them putting their voices onto podcasting, it's only going to grow and grow. So this is the moment. A little game that we've got for you now is in the ad interest section of Instagram, which is apparently based on your activities on Instagram and Facebook, which obviously Facebook own Instagram. People are sharing the list of what Instagram is saying is your likes. There's some really funny ones that come up, so we'll talk about Dodds's in a second because there's some funny things in Dodds's list. But if you want to do it in your Instagram, click on settings, go to security, then access data and then ads, and then you'll have the list and you can have a good old laugh at what they think that you're into. What did they have on yours, Dodds?
So it's things that your internet activity, or the stuff that you do on Facebook, it then categorizes that and puts you in.
It's like groups, isn't it?
Yeah, groups you. So then, if I'm then doing an Instagram ad and I put podcasting or something, and then you like podcasting, so it will target you. But on mine, a lot of it was music, and then because I paint, I want to put my disclaimer in first.
Oh yeah, you're disclaiming this
trip. because I paint. There was things about nail varnish and gel nails, but that's because the paints I use is the same acrylics as that. But then, like, I always get hit now with nail varnish and, like, these very long, very, crazy, I'd use the word sassy, nails.
You get sassy nails.
Yeah, on my Instagram all the time. And I don't know how to turn that off. But, yeah, it's just funny. People are sharing all their ones and saying, like, they have no interest. Like, I also had, like, a German pop duo on mine, who I've never heard of before. Like, just really random things, and it's just like, so Instagram random. Could be a bit off, potentially.
It sounds like it's a bit off, which is definitely why it's trending, because it's absolutely hilarious, yeah. The stuff that people are popping up in the list. So have a look at that, and please send us your best ones to my Instagram, which is at Katie Leeson, and we'll shout them out on next week's show, because I just think I'd love
to see
them.
What about you? What was in yours? If you've shown me up. Your phone out.
I don't think there was anything really random,
but yeah, send them to Katie's Instagram and say who you are, so we know the context of why they're wrong.
Yoga, interior design, obviously I'm having work done on the house. Ibiza,
nice. Me and Kate are going to Ibiza this year.
We're going to Ibiza this year. The River Thames. I've never been interested in the River Thames.
Clearly you have at some point.
This one's funny. Bodybuilding.
Wow. This is a little insight into Katie's life.
What have I been looking up?
What she does.
Bodybuilders in.
Yeah, she's looking to hire a
nice house.
Go down the River Thames, was it? With a bodybuilder.
Coachella. Graffiti.
I might have something to do with that.
And the South Bank Centre.
So there's just a little insight into Katie. But send yours to her Instagram and.
Monster High. The Real Housewives of New York City. They're obviously wrong, because it's all about the Real Housewives of Cheshire.
Nice.
Yeah. yeah, please send those in, because it's funny. The last piece of news for this week How is it that an influencer with 2.6 million followers has failed to sell a minimum of 36 t-shirts when she has collaborated with a clothing brand? You'd think someone with that many followers would manage to have enough influence to sell more than 36 t-shirts. Influencer marketing is such a big thing. People are spending absolute fortune on using influencers to promote their brands. So how is it that this girl who should have a hell of a lot of influence not managed to get the minimum requirement for sales? We know, and I'm not saying this girl has done this, but we know that there are bots and there are things in the influencer marketing world that enable influencers to artificially manipulate their following and their engagement. We launched a tool called Likewise last year that enables us to look at the engagement curve of an influencer's post. It tracks how comments and engagement happens over time, so we can see if it's artificially inflated by a bot. We then have a blacklist and a whitelist of influencers that we will then use for the ones that are paying for bots and those that aren't. So we know that we're using the influencers with the most genuine engagement. So my tips on influencer marketing would be to make sure you can really see that the follower number isn't something that you should be looking at. It should be engagement. We haven't put this girl through the Likewise tool because it wouldn't be fair of us to call her out, because it's not an isolated incident. There are lots and lots of influencers who are using these artificial inflation bots to make their numbers look better. But we know that it's fraud, basically. So if you're paying for an influencer who's got millions of followers, but actually they're artificially engaging their following or their engagement, you're paying for nothing. So we are trying to stamp that out in the industry. Again, not saying that this girl's done that, but for her not to sell hardly any of the product that she was trying to push, it doesn't give influencer marketing a great name. We've talked quite a lot before about how to use influencers, and there's still such power in influencer marketing. We know that Gen Zs prefer influencers over friends' recommendation. That word of mouth moment is really important, and influencers done in the right way can have a massive impact on your bottom line as a company. So the way to do it is to ensure that you don't just follow the numbers. You look at their engagement. You look at who's commenting. You really go with the right person for your brand, because I think the thing with this story as well is that the products that this girl was trying to push, they just weren't great. The t-shirts weren't great. And just because you've got all these followers doesn't mean that they're just going to buy anything that you sell. So ensure that you're choosing the right influencers with the right engagement, the right number of followers, but also that they're authentic and they match with your brand. So admission submission.
What are they?
What are those?
These are...
Sorry. Excuse me.
The admission submission is from the website, Dodds. So listeners who want to ask my advice, go to my website, which is www.katieleeson.com. And on there, you can leave an admission submission. It is completely anonymous. So you can ask what you want. We don't know who
you
are.
Some people put their gender and their age. Because there was one where it was like, I should quit my job, and we didn't know how old they were or who they were.
True.
Just gives a little bit of context. Just so the advice can be as helpful as possible.
And then we try and answer it, and we hope that, well, we've had feedback that it's helped people. So we're good at what we do. Mm-hmm. So please feel free to send them in. Now we're back and consistently making podcasts again. Admission submission is, subject, I shouldn't say this, but I'm scared to fail. And this is from a male, age 23. Hey, Katie, I live in Liverpool and listen to your podcast at my work. I suffered from some mental health issues, and I'd love to pick up a side project around supporting other people and setting up fundraisers. But I'm not the most confident person, and I find myself coming up with excuses before I've begun because I don't want to fail. I come across this quite a lot, and the fear of failure. I think our education system has trained us all that we need to be passing or failing, and that as you move into your jobs, that fear of failure and not and failing at something that doesn't take you on to the next step is something that I think is ingrained in us all. We are trained to pass exams. We are trained to pass degrees. And as soon as you get into work and then you might make a mistake, everybody is human. It's how you react to those mistakes is what I think makes you even better at your job. And the thing that I encourage here at Social Chain is if you make a mistake, don't worry about it, but take the lessons from it. I think one of my biggest lessons as I've gone through my career is I'm going to make mistakes. But for when I was younger, what I used to do is I used to obsess over the fact that I'd made a mistake, and I used to kick myself and I used to get really angry at myself. And I used to carry it with me for ages, feel awful, feel really guilty. But the one thing that I have learned is that if I make a mistake, I won't do it again, because I learn from what I did. And the biggest learnings that I've had have come from when I've made a mistake. And I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't made those mistakes in the first place. So never be afraid to fail, because you can make the most improvements, the biggest improvements, more quickly when you make mistakes, as long as you learn from them. If you're making the same mistakes over and over and over again, you know you've got a bit of a problem, you need to address it. But we all make mistakes, we're all human. At Social Chain, we actively encourage people to test things and try things and not worry about the failing part of trying something new. Our business has been built on testing and trying and trying to be first. So fearless is one of our values. In being fearless, you can't live the value of being fearless if you're not willing to test something, you're not willing to put yourself out there, and you're not willing to fail to get to the end point of where you want to get to. And that lives through everything that we do. It lives through the start of the company when Steve and Dom started it. They didn't know what it had turned into now, where we've tested a load of different things that haven't come into play, but the ones they've enabled us to get to the point now where we have things that we're doing for our clients. Live stream's probably a good one. We did loads of different types of testing of live streams when that came out on Facebook. And eventually we got to the point where we found that the quiz format was the best thing to do and the most engaging. But it took a lot of different variations on live streams to get to that point. So I think the thing to take away from this is don't ever be afraid to fail. You're going to learn from it, and it's going to make you better in the long run. Any person or company that's not willing to be brave and put themselves out there and test new things in order to make themselves better and keep evolving won't survive. You won't be here, because only through testing those things and being willing to fail is the route to success.
It's actually interesting, isn't it, really, that fear of failure comes from having no ego, i.e. not confident enough, or too confident and to have too big an ego and trying to protect it, and then too scared to put out. Like, you want to be perfectly in that
middle
bit where you've got an ego, but you're humble enough to just at least try, because you don't mind not bothered about the, I don't know.
It's funny, isn't it? But I think my biggest mistakes, I've definitely had the biggest lessons from. 100%.
And they make the biggest growths as well, I guess.
And the quickest, yeah. You'll grow quicker and better from those learnings than any other thing. So right. I hope that helps. And I really want to know about your side project, and I hope you get it up and running.
Yeah,
so please keep us updating on that.
Send the fundraisers in,
yeah. We'd love to hear a bit more.
Shout them out and help or whatever.
Now, the final part of the podcast is back to my admission submissions.
Nice.
This week it is, I shouldn't say this, but bosses secretly worry. So I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that I have been struggling a bit with anxiety. I've never really had it before, so it's been an interesting few weeks. I think I've had it to a certain extent, but this time I've really noticed it. And it's a funny, funny feeling. And it's really bizarre, the feeling you get when you are struggling with anxiety. There's things that it's not just, I think my whole life in general has had a bit of a change. And in that, I don't think I've dealt with it properly until now, and I think it's just kind of built up and it's come out as this sort of anxiousness. But anxiety for me, and the way it makes me feel, is I get this funny feeling, this sort of like feeling in the pit of my stomach that is like a knot, a nervous knot. Like it's like a feeling of something bad's going to happen, but it's there constantly. So that's how it feels. And also it makes me physically sick.
Is it difficult to like concentrate when you've got...
So difficult. You can't concentrate on what you've got to do because your mind goes into a million different places. So I've struggled to focus. I've struggled to sit in one place. It's been very weird. Very weird.
So that's how you described the last kind of couple of weeks?
Yeah. But I'm coming out of it now. I'm managing to deal with it. And I've seen Karen, the therapist, about it, who will be coming on the podcast, actually, so she can talk about this in more detail when she comes on.
Hopefully. I won't touch wood.
She will. But for those that don't know, anxiety is a feeling of unease, such as worry or fear, that can be mild or severe. Some people find it hard to control their worries. Their feelings of anxiety are more constant and can often affect their daily life. Anxiety is the main symptom of several conditions, including panic disorder. I've always been a worrier. You know that.
Mm.
I overthink things. But this is like not even rational feelings. So it's been really hard to get my head around it, but also not feel really frustrated with myself. In work over the last month or so, I have felt... I felt like I was in a pit, like a low pit, like, and everything seemed really grey.
What, like you're at the bottom and then everybody else is at the top, out the pit?
Yeah, just in a really low place. And the anxious feelings have meant that it hasn't helped my imposter syndrome, because I've not felt efficient at all in work. I've not felt like I've been myself. It's not helped with me making decisions either. I've doubted myself when I've had to make decisions, because I've had this feeling there that I'm not good enough. So it's kind of exasperated the imposter syndrome as well. Not being able to concentrate, not feeling like I've put enough in, not feeling good enough at my job. So it's been a funny few weeks. But seeing Karen and talking to her about it, what I've realised is how it's so common. And that made me feel a hell of a lot better. Because when you're in it on your own, it's quite hard. Because you just feel like, does anyone else actually feel like this? But it's incredibly common. So if you're going through it at the moment, know that you're not alone. And it's not forever, I think, is the other thing. And the way that what she said to me is that feeling of anxiousness and that feeling of like being on guard, which is what it is completely natural, because it's how we were meant to fight off things, you know, like as primitive man. Any sort of dangers, but life now being so busy and us being bombarded all the time has meant that we are constantly facing that feeling. So it's a natural feeling, but in unnatural circumstances, if that makes sense. What she told me to do, if you've got that knot in your stomach, what she said to me is imagine the colour of it. So my colour was quite a sad colour. I think it was like greeny grey, grotty.
That's sort of like cigarette colour. Cigarette packets.
Yeah, so that's what I imagined. I keep like doing this in where my stomach is, because that's where it is. That's what I imagined the colour of it to be. And what she's told me to do, what she's taught me to do, is breathe in and think of breathing in a colour, a different colour, that then helps evaporate that greeny grey colour. So I breathe in like a pinky bright colour. Yeah. Like the chair, that then helps evaporate the greeny grey. And know as well that your life, like, your brain goes into overdrive. And it's what you're thinking. What else she told me to do is, because a lot of the time when you're struggling with anxiety, your mind goes off on tangents and you start thinking of the worst possible scenario, is write it down and try and think about whether it's actually a reality or not. And then that should help. I've really struggled with it. I'm not going to lie. I've really struggled with it. I've struggled with it in work and I've struggled with it in my personal life as well. Just not feeling like present when I've seen friends. I want to say going into myself a little bit. Been very quiet, not really contributed. Been weird. It's been a weird old time. And now that I've started to deal with it, I've started taking CBD oil.
What's that for anybody that doesn't know?
It is the cannabis oil that you can get from Holland & Barrett. Little plug there for Holland & Barrett.
Wow. Send the invoice.
But I was struggling sleeping and it was the morning that I was really feeling my worst. So I started taking that at night and I'm sleeping so much better now.
What do you think causes anxiety, or what caused it in your case?
In my case, my case was a build-up of different personal things going on. Life changes, I think.
A build-up of stress,
yeah. And I think I've just tried to keep going for so long and not address things that had happened, that it just came out. So I think if I was going to give anyone advice, it would be to stop and listen to your body. And know that it's okay to just stop and take a break if you need to. Because your mental health is so much more important.
Yeah. And you'd be more productive if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. And I'm so... I mean, you know, you can see it in me, how different I am now to what I was then.
Yeah, much better.
I feel so much happier.
Absolutely.
And I think also give yourself a break. So make sure you understand your body and your needs, but also don't be compassionate to yourself, because I was awful for being really frustrated, which was making me worse, because I was annoyed at myself for being upset and feeling sad and not feeling myself. But then there was no way of me actually getting out of it. And you know what the positive is that's come out of it all? Now, every day that I feel happy, I cherish that feeling so much more than I did before.
Because you didn't appreciate it before.
I didn't appreciate it. Yeah. I didn't appreciate that sort of feeling of being happy and content. So now, when I feel like I'm in such a good mood now, today.
You said to me earlier, it's going to be a great week.
It's going to be a great week this week.
Monday today, when we're recording.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great week.
It's going to be a great week. And I value that feeling so much more than I did before. That is how I've addressed my anxiety. It's very personal, though. So if you are feeling anxious, or if you're struggling with your any sort of anxiety or depression or anything like that, please talk to someone. Get in touch with us if you need anything. I'm always here. I will help, having gone through it. I'm not an expert. And as I say, it's very personal, and the way that it impacts you is personal. But if I can help in any way, I will do. And also talk to your friends and family if you can, or anyone that you feel like you can trust. The end is there. You're not stuck in it forever. And I promise you'll be okay. I think that's a nice point to end the podcast on today. We are only going to do one a week, but it's going to be a quality one a week.
I actually feel really good about this episode, and that's, we've spent more time planning this episode because we had usually planned two.
Yep.
So let us know if you agree.
Let us know what you think.
We also want to, as we struggled with consistency, we thought by going down to one, that maybe we can guarantee at least one episode. We're kind of not giving ourselves a too big a challenge. It doesn't mean to say that in a couple of weeks we won't go back up to two, or, we just don't know.
We just keep adapting, don't we? Minimum of one. Minimum of one a week.
No, expect one because that's what we're expecting to do.
Yeah,
You know, that will probably change in the future.
Yeah, but I want to say thank you so much for listening and for being patient with us while we've had this blip. I hope me talking about how I've been feeling and what I've been going through has helped put a bit of context behind why.
The last couple of weeks.
Yeah, why it's not been as smooth sailing as we would have liked. But we are back. We are fighting fit and we can't wait to carry on. So I want to say thank you very much. Please rate and review us. We love to hear from you. And please leave your admission submission on www.katieleeson.com. And we will see you next week.